This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US Vice President J.D. Vance discussed ways to further deepen India-US comprehensive global strategic partnership across key areas. Mr. Modi received a phone call from Vice President Vance yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they noted the sustained momentum in the high-level engagements and reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthening cooperation in trade, defense, critical and emerging technologies, energy security, and critical minerals. Both leaders also exchanged views on regional and global developments of mutual interest. The Har Ghar Tiranga campaign will begin today and will run through 17th of this month. The initiative is aimed at encouraging citizens to hoist the national flag and participate in activities celebrating patriotism, national unity, and India's cultural heritage. This year's campaign holds special significance as it coincides with the 150th anniversary of India's national song, Vande Mataram, bringing together the national flag and the national song in a unique celebration of patriotism. As part of the celebrations, mass singing of Vande Mataram will be organized across the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the three new criminal laws introduced by the Modi government, replacing the colonial era laws, are based on three important pillars: technology, timeline, and trust. Mr. Shah said the objective of the new criminal laws is to ensure justice to citizens through a system that is more technology-driven and time-bound. The Home Minister was participating in the presentation ceremony of the President's Police Colour to the Puducherry Police at the Police Training School ground in Godimedu. Later today, he will flag off a Har Ghar Tiranga Yatra at Muruga Theatre Signal in Puducherry. In Jammu and Kashmir, the spirit of patriotism will resonate across the Union Territory from today as all 20 districts launch a week-long series of programs under Har Ghar Tiranga Campaign 2026. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that this year's campaign holds special significance as it coincides with the 150th anniversary of India's national song Vande Mataram, bringing together the national flag and the national song in a unique celebration of patriotism. Jharkhand students protesting against alleged irregularities in JPSC and JSSC recruitment examinations will hold another round of talks with the representatives of state government in Ranchi today. The next round of talks between the Jharkhand government and representatives of protesting students is scheduled for around noon today. The government panel held a meeting with Chief Minister Hemant Soren and briefed him on the progress made during the first round of dialogue with the students. The students have said that their movement will continue until concrete action is taken on their demands. In Jammu and Kashmir, annual Amarnath Yatra will remain suspended on both Pahalgam and Baltal routes from today due to recent rains, repair work of pilgrimage tracks and forecast of adverse weather conditions over the next few days. The decision to temporarily halt the Yatra has been taken keeping in view the condition of the tracks as well as the weather forecast issued by the India Meteorological Department. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand and Chhattisgarh today. The IMD forecast heavy rainfall over Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Rajasthan, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh and parts of Northeast India today. Indian shuttler Ashmita Chaliha produced a superb comeback to win the Korea Masters 2026, beating China's Han Chan-shi in women's singles final this morning. The Assam shuttler recovered from losing the opening game to prevail 14-21, 21-14, 21-14 in 53 minutes and claim her first BWF title. India's Sagnik Roy and Sayantan Kushari clinched the gold medal in the under-31 pairs at the 9th World Bridge Federation Youth Transnational Championships in Hefei, China. In the first elimination round, 34 pairs competed and the top 14 advanced to Flight A, including the Indian duo. They then competed in a round-robin format, with Sagnik and Sayantan finishing on top with 377.67 match points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.